In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done for you, O Israel? For did I not give ear to your cries for mercy and send you Moses, to break the yoke of your burden and the rod of your oppressor? Did I not protect you from the destroying angel who passed over your blood-painted homes, but painted firstborn red the homes of the Egyptians? Have I not led you forth weighed down with the spoil of your former overlords? Did I not shovel back the waves of the sea, escort you through the deeps, then shovel them back over Pharaoh's watery grave? And as if that were not enough, have I not wet your lips with water from the rock? Have I not sated your hunger with the bread of angels? So, O Christians, judge between me and my congregation. What more was there to do for my people that I have not done for them? Why, when I looked for faith and its fruits, did I find doubt and its thorns? For I send you Moses, but you berate and bully him. Gold and silver, but with them you fashion a divine cow. Manna from heaven, but you crave the flesh pots of Egypt. What more shall be done for you, O faithless Israel? Sons I have reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. But you, O son of Adam and daughter of Eve, judge not, lest ye be judged. Tell me, you who know that my yoke is easy and my burden is light, why do you crawl back under the yoke of your burden and the rod of your oppressor? How can you no sooner leave this chapel with tongues still red with my blood than you begin to wag them about with your half-truths and lewd jokes? O Christians, do you not know? My people, do you not understand? I who granted you sight, do I not see what you do? I who formed the ear, do I not hear your speech? I who bestowed upon you every gift from on high, am I ignorant of when you use them in the service of my enemy below? What more is there to do for you that I have not done? Return to me, O sons of Adam, before you return to worse than the dust whence you came. Put a song in the mouth of the angels who rejoice when one sinner repents. For today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be the day of wrath. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Your fathers drank from the rock in the desert, and they died. This is the water that comes down from heaven, so that one may drink of it and not die. I am the living water that came down from heaven. If anyone drinks of this water, he will never be thirsty forever. And the water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. What more is there to do for you that I have not done? Nothing. It is finished. You are free from the burdens of Egypt. Your robes are washed white in the blood of the Passover lamb. At the bottom of the font lay the remains of Satan's chariots and his horsemen. The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but you know me, the Word made flesh, who made my bed amidst oxen and donkeys to redeem you, my child. I am the bread of life. Take, eat. I am the water of life. Take, drink. I am the spiritual rock that followed Israel and that follows you still, rejected by men, but chosen by God. I am the way for you who are lost, the truth for you who lie, the life for you who are dead. Come unto me, all you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and ye will be satisfied. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. For no one comes to the Father but by me, and he who comes by me, I will usher into the land flowing with milk and honey, to an inheritance prepared from the foundation of the world for you. Thus saith the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.